5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Joe DeGeneva, our legal analyst and a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so Joe, let me just lay out the very basic facts as we know them. As part of the Anthony Weiner sexting investigation, the FBI learns that there was a shared laptop, a laptop shared by Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner that contained apparently 650,000 emails. A fair number of those apparently come from the Clinton server or were to the Clinton server from the Clinton server. The FBI briefed the director about what they knew without going into those. But they apparently said, we believe there are emails there that are pertinent to our original investigation. Comey elects to reopen the investigation late last night. They got the warrant to go in and look at those emails. So based on all of those facts as we know them, what do you draw from them? What's going on behind the scenes?
You are watching the 2016 equivalent of the Cain Mutiny. The FBI agents in the field and at headquarters are in absolute revolt. And they are doing so because the original investigation was incompetent, not thorough, incomplete, and the proof is that they didn't know about the Anthony Weiner laptop. You could not have missed that laptop if you had originally conducted a legitimate probe, had used a grand jury, had issued search warrants, had issued subpoenas. The incompetence and lack of thoroughness of the original probe has set the field agents afire. And the best evidence of that is that these agents knew about this computer with the 620,000 emails from the Department of State on it more than a month ago and didn't tell the director of the FBI. Now, let me make it very clear. They already know what's in the computer because the agents looked at it before they brought it to him. They were legally in that computer with the consent of Anthony Weiner. They didn't need a warrant. They're doing it to be careful. They already know what's in there.
So what do you think it is then? If they already know what's in there, what would have risen to the level of this stunning announcement Friday afternoon?
Does the number 33,000 ring a bell?
Yep.
That's the deleted emails.
You got it.
All right.
So you just to follow up on that, you believe that when they briefed the director, they had a pretty good readout on what was in those emails, not just the number of emails, but what was in them. And is it your opinion, Joe?
They read headers.
Okay. Is it your opinion, Joe, then, that Comey probably would not have gone this far had it not been with some pretty secure knowledge about the contents?
The answer to that question is yes, because he didn't have any choice. Now, let's remember how this got started. This got started by the FBI director deciding he was going to be a hero and exonerate the first female president nominee for president of a major party. And instead of doing his job, he conducted a fake investigation. Once he was confronted with this evidence, he realized he had no choice. He sent that letter to Capitol Hill because he didn't have any choice.
Yeah.
He was boxed in. He had a mutiny on his hands. And he knew if he didn't send the letter to Capitol Hill, the agents were going to leak. It was over at that point. This is not a decision that he made. His decision was made for him by FBI agents, loyal, honest, hardworking men and women of integrity who got sick of him He's Captain Queeg. He's got marbles in his hands, and he wants to know who ate the last piece of strawberry shortcake.
Well, and Joe, as we've been saying for the last several weeks, you know, at what point do these FBI agents start leaking and start talking to the press? And I'm sure you read the Wall Street Journal article that hit yesterday.
Yep.
The big headline had to do with 650,000 emails. But if you read into this, there seems to be a pattern of the Department of Justice stepping in and slowing down to a snail's pace these open investigations into the foundation and other investigations. At what point does this rise to the level of obstruction of justice?
Oh, I think the Department of Justice now in the hands of Loretta Lynch and Peter Kodjak, who is the Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs and is the one who's been running interference on Capitol Hill, they have now reached the level of complicity with a criminal enterprise, politically speaking. I don't know if it's legally obstruction, but this is one thing is for certain. Loretta Lynch is a fake attorney general, just like Jim Comey's original investigation was a fake investigation. She has become an embarrassment to the Bureau. They know it. They ignore her. Comey finally figured it out. When he was advised, quote unquote, more like putting pressure on him like the mafia would to somebody, showing him a picture of an empty grave when they said you really shouldn't send that letter to Capitol Hill, he knew that Loretta Lynch's dirty fingers were all over this. Can you imagine an attorney general of the United States getting on a plane with the husband of a target of an investigation and then publicly lying about what the discussion was? Does anybody really think that Loretta Lynch did not discuss this investigation or a future appointment? The Department of Justice is so compromised, so politically corrupt, that they absolutely are now totally in the throes of a political enterprise to save Hillary Clinton. I'm amazed they approved the search warrant.
All right, I got a couple of other sort of auxiliary questions. Huma Abedin said she turned over all the emails, said she turned over all the devices.
Yep.
What happens to Huma?
Well, if she lied to the FBI agents in the interview, she's where General Cartwright is or General Petraeus. She lied. That's 1001 violation. That's a 5-year felony. And she should be charged. By the way, let me just say something. When you go back and look at this, and you say to yourself, how the hell did Comey get into this situation? Here's what he should have done. At the very end of the investigation, even if the fake one that he conducted, he knew enough to know that crimes had been committed by a number of people in the Hillary Clinton entourage. Here's what you do. This is simple. And everybody goes home happy. You offer everybody a misdemeanor. They plead guilty to a misdemeanor. No loss of civil rights. She can continue to run. You say, you know, it wasn't really that bad. They didn't turn it over to a foreign government or an enemy. But we have our accountability now. We can continue to enforce the espionage laws. But he didn't do that. He wanted to be Sir Lancelot. He wanted to save her. What a joke.
All right. Joe DiGenova is actually going to stay with us for a little extra.
Okay.
We got a little overtime.
I got some other questions.
Yeah, we've got overtime, and it will not result in a tie like that pathetic Redskins game yesterday.
Oh, we've already won, guys. Already won.
Oh, now we'll ask about that, too. Joe stays with us.
It has nothing to do with the election. It has to do with the facts and the law. We have won.
The truth. Joe stays with us, and you will as well. It's 7:15 now, WMAL.
We're talking to Joe DiGenova, legal analyst, about all of the developments since Friday when we learned about this laptop. Joe, a couple of quick questions. Harry Reid has said that FBI Director James Comey may have broken federal law. I think his argument is that he violated the Hatch Act.
Well, he didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't.
That's BS, right?
The Hatch Act doesn't apply to this.
Yeah.
This was a federal investigation which he was conducting. He's entitled to talk about it as much as he wants. Remember, Harry Reid is the guy who on the floor of the Senate said that Mitt Romney hadn't paid any taxes for 10 years, which was an absolute lie. And remember, they're complaining about political interference in an election. Remember 1992 when Lawrence Walsh indicted Cap Weinberger the weekend before the election and threw the election to Bill Clinton?
We do.
You know what Bill Clinton said at that time? He said, George W. Bush lied about the Iran-Contra arms deal, and so I'm glad Lawrence Walsh did what he did.
And, and very quickly, Ed Klein in the Daily Mail has written some of the things that you've been telling us about how angry FBI agents are at Comey, but then concludes that Comey did this to save his own skin and to sort of correct the earlier mistake. Your thoughts?
Well, it's partially true. But he didn't have any choice. Remember, this was not a voluntary decision by Comey. He is in the middle of a mutiny, guys. There is a mutiny in the FBI against the director.
Listen to a little bit of the Clinton spin here. Here was John Podesta over the weekend. Yeah, he's always a champion for the truth and transparency, isn't he? Here's John Podesta.
Was long on innuendo, short on facts. So we're calling on Mr. Comey to come forward and explain what's at issue here.
And campaign manager Robbie Mook went one step further.
Let's just get all the information out there on the table. There's hypotheticals flying all over the place.
You see how they all get the same message out there. Yeah. But they are repeating the same thing. And even Hillary Clinton said this, which I thought you'd find very rich, Joe, that the American people deserve full disclosure and all of the information, because, you know, that's what she's been championing since March of 2015.
I think they better be very careful what they wish for. It's not going to come out. Comey, probably, if he's smart, will say nothing between now and the election.
Well,
let them all roast.
Setting aside the politics of it, and I agree with that, they're calling for FBI Director Comey to dump everything out there and all of the things that he's found. And just in terms of a justice proceeding and a criminal investigation, they know that's impossible, right? He can't do that.
He does not have the legal authority to do that at this point because a search warrant has been issued. He'll have to do a return on the search warrant. That'll take several weeks at a minimum to review the things that have been seized. It would be really not regular order to release the information subject to search warrant.
And so when you hear Hillary Clinton and Podesta and Mook all going out there and saying, we want it all out there, it's a freebie because they know it can't be done
that
way.
That's exactly right. It's fake, of course. Of course, it's them, so it's a lie and it's a fake, and they know we can't do it.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, Joe.
Okay, guys, take care.
Thank you so much for joining us.
When my mom got sick, she felt powerless. Insurance denied her meds. Her doctors talked over her, and they couldn't agree on anything. She kept getting worse.
And then you found Solace for me. They gave me my own healthcare advocate. My advocate found better doctors, scheduled my appointments, and got my medications approved. She even joined my appointments and made my doctors work together. For the first time, my whole care team was listening to each other and to me.
I was going to pay for it.
But then we learned that Solace advocates are covered by Medicare.
I used to feel helpless, too. Now I know my mom has an advocate.
Solace advocates are healthcare experts who've spent years helping patients. 96% of patients report better care with an advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. Have Medicare? See if you qualify at solacehealth.com or call 888-7-SOLACE, 888-7-SOLACE. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.